AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has signed a government spending bill ending the record 43-day shutdown. The House passed it on a mostly party-line vote of 222 to 209. The shutdown caused federal workers to miss paychecks and led to long lines at some food banks. Scores of travelers were stranded at airports. The Federal Aviation Administration says flight reductions will stay at current levels this week, while air traffic controllers return to work. Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva was sworn into Congress yesterday. She won a special election 7 weeks ago, but was not sworn in during the shutdown. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on response to new Jeffrey Epstein emails.
Documents released by Democrats in the House Oversight Committee show Jeffrey Epstein wrote in a 2019 email to a journalist, Donald Trump knew about the girls. Epstein also wrote in 2011, he told Ghislaine Maxwell Trump had spent hours at Epstein's house with a sex trafficking victim. At the White House, this is Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong.
Leavitt says Democrats are selectively leaking the emails to smear the president.
And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
Leavitt says the White House has been transparent about the Epstein case. President Trump has consistently denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes and has said he ended their relationship years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Intense solar storms responsible for breathtaking auroras across the U.S. delayed the launch of Blue Origin's big new rocket yesterday. The New Glenn rocket was set to blast off in the afternoon with two Mars orbiters for NASA from Florida. This is AP News. The U.S. Mint has ended production of the penny. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
3, 2, 1.
And with that, the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia, where the country's smallest denomination coins have been produced since 1793, minted its last penny. U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach says the move to end production of the penny will save taxpayers money.
The cost savings of ending penny production will save the American taxpayer approximately $56 million a year in just production cost alone.
It costs about 4 cents to make just one penny, and billions of pennies still remain in circulation.
We're not getting rid of the penny. We're discontinuing the production of it, but we're not eliminating as legal tender.
The last few pennies just minted will be auctioned off. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.